Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new Day All-Purpose Cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on hard, non-porous surfaces around your home with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut.
People of Earth, it's time for another installment of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month, we got things that will take care of your body, soul, and scrotum. Like a sample pack of Tame the Beast Nut Butter, a blend with Tuck Everlasting anti-aging and anti-chafing ingredients that will keep your sack high and tight. We've also got the great Dano's Seasoning, who will make each and every kind of meat taste even better, whether it's beef, pork, or your fellow man. Dano's is low sodium and no sugar, so even Vinny will approve. We've also got Nude Mints to not only freshen your breath, but your gut biome too. These incredible products and a bottle of your choice can be found at CorollaDrinks.com for only $25. So prep your mailbox. A new month of Adam's Monthly Nut has arrived.
Well, we talked to a couple callers today, one who thanks us for keeping him sane, another wants a little advice on fatherhood, and we talk a bit about aging and intellect. But first, there's Geico.
Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Chris Howard, former Jacksonville Jaguar running back and 1997 National Championship running back from the University of Michigan. Get plugged in with me every week as I'll be breaking down the biggest topics in the world of sports and entertainment. Join me and my special guest for some honest conversations about sports and life when the cameras are no longer flashing. I'll also be breaking down weekly matchups for NFL and college football games. Be in the know, listen to, and follow Plugged In with Chris Howard now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent, being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to
The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Get it on. Get it on. Dr. Drew's bird five, six, but he's a, but nobody understands like his roofer.
Like my what?
Roofer.
Roofer. Yeah, buddy.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, man. It's good to see you.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like I'm living in an increasingly insane world.
Mm.
And, I don't know where to start. So let me, I was listening to a Sam Harris podcast recently. I think it was an old one. And maybe it wasn't. And it was with a guy talking about intelligence and how we sort of – he was a French horn player, right? And it's really interesting. He was talking about how snobby certain professions get and how hierarchical they become.
Mm-hmm.
He told a story about him sitting around with a bunch of French horn players. These were all exceptional musicians and they, you know, how hard they work and how dedicated they are. And this woman came in. And said to guys, I'm stepping out. I'm going to medical school. I'm planning to be a general surgeon. And she they said congratulated her, and she left the room. And they thought they said to each other, she ain't got it. She's not willing to really do something important like apply herself to music. And he eventually dropped out himself and started looking at the way people sort of work intellectually and professionally. And it turns out that up until our like late 30s, early 40s is sort of our peak intellectual years where we can continue to grow and perfect things is when people become virtuosos, when people become surgeons, doctors, whatever it is. And we shift in our 50s oftentimes to what he called consolidated intellect. This is just intrigued me. I'm just curious on your thoughts on this. Mm-hmm. And in consolidated intellect, you're not doing so much growing and learning. And you don't have as much capacity that you're working. Memory is shrinking and you can't do the things you used to do. Like I sit around a lot of time going, what the fuck? Why can't I – how did I do that? How did I get up at 5 in the morning and work till midnight? And I fucking did that for years. What the hell? And why can't I do that now? Why don't I want to do that now? Well, part of it is you lose that drive to do that. But part of it is you develop a wisdom. So the information becomes sort of consolidated into chunks, you know, where you know more, you know, you can sort of see more. And he says that tends to motivate people to shift what they do towards more like teaching, like giving back, like you know, sort of a, like not so much hands dirty doing things, but maybe teaching other people how to do it or sort of or advising larger organizations. And I thought, wow, that really kind of fits. It's why I find stuff like this so satisfying because it is that. And I keep saying personally what I keep saying is I had this just incredible clinical experience that people are not getting anymore, certainly not in psychiatry and medicine and critical care. And I kind of want to just give it back. I want to just give it, like to give it out any way I can. And I think that's part of that same instinct. And I just wonder if that had anything – resonated anything for you, any thoughts about that or whatever.
Yeah. You do I guess, you know, and creatively you – I kind of feel like if you get up every morning and you do 50 push-ups and your resolves to do it every day, then, you know, will you ever, when do you drop off?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you get up, you create, you stay busy, you stay engaged, you know, then you're going to keep, you're going to stay in that mode or at least draw it out just like it is with the 50 push-ups. Look, no one's doing 50 push-ups when they're 95. It's just, you try to keep it going as long as you can. And I kind of feel that way. I also realize that the difference is the way you perceive yourself versus the way others perceive you. For instance, like I was talking to my aunt, cousin, I don't know what she is, Pat Bruno, yesterday. I gave her a call for her 90th birthday.
Wow.
Now she's sharp as ever. But, you know, when you talk to people that are 90 – or Norman Lear at 90, you know, when I spoke to him at 95 or whatever, like their number one answer is, I can't believe I'm this old. I don't feel like I'm 90. I mean, I know, you know, they know intellectually what a 90-year-old is because they were 23.
Yeah.
Saying that old man on the hill over there. Number one thing is they can't perceive that they are that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So is that sort of that
parent thing when you know, when your kids go, oh, listen, you don't understand. You know, this is what the young people are doing, and you in your old way, and you're like, I'm that?
Yeah.
I'm not that. I'm the person who's telling the old person they don't understand.
Right.
Except for I'm in my 50s.
Right.
Talking to a 16-year-old.
Right.
So old maybe man. I am that. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
I mean, the greatest, but one of the best man show boy bits we ever did, probably the first one, is just dressed him up in a Cub Scout uniform and told him to go down to Melrose and walk old ladies across the street, but go up to 33-year-old women. And their reaction is like, are you kidding me? And they're like, well, you're old, you know? And they're like, what do you mean I'm not old? Oh, yes, you are. I can see it, you know? Like, they freak the fuck out because for a woman, the idea of a 13-year-old Cub Scout coming up to you going, hey, old lady, can I help you across the street? And you're 36.
Yeah.
You know, you're shopping at Melrose for skinny jeans. Yeah. It's a very simple concept that was very effective.
I would like to mine into this a little bit because I have patients say shit like that to me all the time. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you believe I'm 80? It's good. Now, usually when I feel like they're in the right zone with it, they laugh about it.
Right.
There's kind of like a, God damn it. Whoa. Crazy, right? Like, can you believe it? I can't believe it. It's hard to believe, but phew, here I am.
As opposed to,
I don't believe it, which is a different thing.
Yes, I started to notice it when I was in New York, started doing a bunch of press for the book. Everything Reminds Me of Something, by the way, very funny. You guys should go out and get that. Everyone says it's a funny, fast read, so I believe them. I started walking into, you know, podcast studios and Sirius XM studios and TV studios and stuff like that. And the oftentimes younger host was like, the legend is in the studio. He's a legend, this guy. And I'm like, legend?
The fuck is that?
What are you talking about?
Am I dead?
That's like for old gunslingers or something. You know, I'm like, what do you mean? I'm just out doing my shit, you know? And they're like, yeah, but this guy's a legend, you know? And they kept throwing around those terms, which because of my family, just sort of reject all that stuff. Like, what are you talking? How do you even know me?
Yeah,
like, my confusion would be like, you're 33. You know who I am?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, he's a legend, this guy.
Yeah.
But I started to realize, oh, you know, it's not really up to you how people look at you. It's kind of up to them. You know, I mean, you can shape it for sure.
Well, but it's the same thing as the kids telling you don't know, right?
Old right.
Man, it's the same exact thing.
Right, right.
It's weird.
Yes.
I don't know what to make of it. I do know I think a lot about it these days, and I don't know what to make of it. I personally don't feel – I just feel like it's another act of a long play kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't feel like it's a different play.
Right. Yeah.
If that makes sense. And I think the way young people see it is – and I remember being like that. Like old people were sort of always old.
Yes.
Yeah, I could not relate to them as anything but old when I was young.
Well, old was a personality trait.
Well, they used to cultivate it, the pre-boomer.
It was cultivated because anything that would give you some
stature?
Yeah, I was going to say currency.
Yeah.
Anything. So if you get...
Yeah.
Currency, then it will be cultivated. So everyone who is, well, not everyone, but most or many of your, you know, Obama, Colin Kaepernick, you know, the folks that have like a white mom and a black dad are black.
Mm.
Why are you not mixed? Or why not white?
So that's today's version.
It's sort of 50, you know,
it's
like
currency.
Yeah, like
today's
Obama
version.
And Colin Kaepernick. Obama was raised by his white mom and family, and Kaepernick was given up for adoption and raised by a white family with a white mom somewhere biological floating around. I could definitely make the argument for calling yourself white. I mean, you were. Yeah, I guess if it's one parent is white and one parent is black, then that's an argument to cosmically flip a coin. What are you?
Yeah.
You white or black?
Yeah.
But if it's one parent is white, one parent is black, and the black parent raised you and you grew up in that culture and that's what the family or a black family adopted you or something. Like, I could go, all right, well, you're culturally black or whatever. I'll let you make that argument. But we're living in a society where very prominent black men are half black and raised by white families and announce they're black.
Yeah.
So why are they doing that? Well, at the same time, they're talking about oppression, but really what they're getting is intersectional points. They're getting currency, you know what I mean? And so being old used to have currency. You got some wisdom. You got the seat on the bus.
Yeah.
You know, you got the seniors discount.
Yeah.
Now there's no currency to it. There's currency to being young. So all the people who used to cultivate being old are putting on the skinny jeans and dyeing their hair.
Riddle me this. Do you think, I have a thought, do you think that, I'm going to have to frame this in a way that's sensible, that essentially the sexual revolution per se and all the focus on, you know, our attractiveness and our ability to be sexual well into our later years, and as a currency value, sort of a proxy for continued reproductive potential, if that makes sense, and that has sort of usurped – because aging included no more sex, no more reproduction, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, the idea of a pre-boomer 65-year-old having sex was like confusing, if not disgusting.
Yes.
Like what? Yeah. Now 65-year-olds on – I see them on TikTok going, guess my age. And they're 65. They look great. And they are sexually sort of appealing.
Well, so I think we can agree and we have agreed in the past on every trend has a social pitch. It has sometimes a biological, chemical pitch. Yeah. Like, look. Yeah. Men are turning into women. What the fuck is going on? Well, there's a sociological side, and then there's another part where it's like, hey, there's too much plastics, and your testosterone is lowered, and so is your sperm count. Like, there's got to be kind
both. Of –
they work in unison.
It's always both.
You know what I mean? So, getting laid mixed with you're not the boss of me, old man. Bust out the skinny jeans and the Grecian formula. I mean, that's what we're talking about. Whereas that guy was an elder. He was respected.
You listen to him. Yeah.
And by the way, this is also the death of wisdom. Because wisdom is consolidated by age.
That's that consolidated intellect I was just talking about.
There's no 17-year-old with wisdom.
But they don't even know what it is.
Point is wisdom means old.
Yeah.
Old is bad. Get rid of wisdom. Don't start talking about wisdom.
Yeah, yeah.
That's old.
Yeah.
It's bad. And look, you don't think we don't like old? We're tearing down statues of guys who've been dead for 200 years.
Right.
We're that mad at old.
Right. Right.
That's how mad we are at old.
And
Greta Thunberg is going to lead us. Toward the light.
You and I went through this similar thing in the 70s when youth Uber Alice. That's when it all started.
Don't trust anyone over 30.
Remember that? That was the 60s.
I remember it. I just said it. Let me tell you about 10,000. Remember that, man?
Yeah,
oh,
man.
This stuff is so good.
Yep.
You want to focus on your workout, not your gear. The interval shorts from 10,000 cracked the code somehow. I used to sweat my ass off, and now it is magically wicked away. Comfortable, functional, 10,000. No BS. 10,000 works with top athletes to co-design, test, and develop their gear. They offer free shipping, free returns, and a lifetime guarantee. This stuff is just next level. I mean, imagine we grew up with those stupid standard-issue gym shorts from the junior high and stuff. Ugh.
I don't think people even know what you're talking about.
I don't know what that is anymore. Yeah. Now, because we've evolved to 10,000, so get off your ass and get some of the highest quality, best fitting, and most comfortable training shorts you've ever worn from 10,000, right, Gary?
Get 15% off your purchase. Go to 10,000.cc/ADS. That's TENTHOUSAND.cc/ADS to get 15% off.
All right. So it's a war on wisdom. It's a war on old. And look, all the things that go along with age, experience, lab hours, you know, 10,000 hours or whatever, it's all old.
Yeah.
It's all old.
It takes time.
Yeah. And so we're now doing away with that, which is interesting. It's not good culturally because it's going to get us into trouble.
Well, let's look at, you know, back when we last saw this in the 60s and 70s. Eventually, what happens is those people get old. The people right. that are saying that.
Yes.
And then they have very different feelings about all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be interesting to see how these guys adapt to it. Right? I mean, how soon that happens.
Yeah, my feeling with this is to sort of – I never wanted to go along with it. You know,
my daughter
I mean?
Just the other day said to me, oh, that's so 2019. I thought, oh, really? That's interesting that already 2019 when all this shit got going, that's now looking in the rearview mirror. Okay.
Well, I look, all roads lead back to the self-esteem movement. We should have never – it's a big societal mistake telling people they're special when they have no achievements. And I mean, this is kind of what this is. You know what I mean? You're special because you're born after me. We're not basing on any expertise or ability or anything.
Well, I don't even care about expertise and ability. How about contributions?
Yeah, contributions.
That's the thing.
I'll tell you why. I always circle back to the sort of blue-collar part of life. Mm-hmm. This is why those people are always kind of tuned up and fine and in line.
They're doing something. They're contributing.
Yeah, but – well, yes, but there's no – I feel like I'm a better carpenter than you, I who have been doing this for 10 minutes, and you who are a journeyman, you know, in my heart or like I understand or whatever. It's like – it's just right and wrong. He knows more than you do. You have to listen to him.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's no arguing it away. There's no you know, we can – you know, it's how we just redefine everything we don't like now. We're in a recession. No, we're not. We're transitioning. You know, we just redefine – you – when you're doing carpentry, you open the door shuts, the deadbolt latches, the door latches, the privacy door locks, the margins around it, it just is.
Yeah.
There's no redefine. There's no, I'm shutting the door and trying to turn the deadbolt and it doesn't go. Mm. Keeps hitting the jam. Oh, I've redefined this as a success. You know what I mean, it's just like, it's so fucking material and mechanical that there's just no room for any redefination of anything.
This is the zero gravity shit you've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. All right. You got a call up there you want to?
Let's just start at the top. Line one.
All right. Line one, Stephen, 33, Pennsylvania.
Get it on, fellas.
Get it on, man.
So my wife and I are pregnant with our first child, and I was looking for some advice. Whether it be a good book or just a tip you wish somebody had told you guys when you had your first kid.
Huh.
Well, the great Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray summed it all up in the backyard of Jimmy Kimmel's house at a party many years ago. But I wish someone had shared this with me before. He said, since when does paying for everything count for nothing? I thought, yeah. That's kind of where we're at.
It's when you're a dad. That's when
you're a dad. Because when you're a friend and you're buying, there's some backslapping and I got the next round.
They want to be around you.
Yeah. This only being a dad, do you pay for everything and you kind of – you break even.
Yep.
I think.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
You work your way back up to a zero, as the great refrigerator Perry said to me. So what I'm saying is honestly, if I was to be honest, I would say recalibrate what your relationship is with that.
How do you do that?
Well,
like be selfless.
It kind of depends where you come from, too. Yeah, like I come from the worst because my dad never paid for anything or did anything, you know what I mean? And now I figure, oh, well, I'll be hailed as a hero when I do all this stuff. No, it's just you work your way back up to zero. That's fine.
Yeah. Keep your expectations down.
The expectations down.
We relied heavily on a pediatrician's material, a guy named Brazelton. We found it very useful. I don't know if he's outdated now, really, but I thought it was – there's a lot of wisdom there that never changes. T. Barry Brazelton. Manpower is your friend, particularly from the gene pool. So do not turn away any help from grandparents or anyone else that's willing to help you guys out. It gets you through it.
Excellent. I really appreciate you guys. Big, long-time listeners, so, and your podcast is amazing, both of them, especially Dr. Drew After Dark and all the other ones.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks, Stephen.
On a weekly basis, they're all fantastic.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you. All right, Drew, you got your business?
Yeah, I do. It's Just Work. Small business owners looking for an easy way to onboard and manage remote employees. Just Works makes it easier for you to start, run, and grow a business. I'm going to tell you how. Employees can onboard themselves in minutes. You give them access to national large group health insurance plans, handle payroll, PTO requests, all in one platform with a simple, intuitive online approach. Relieve some of the administrative work you hate, payroll, benefits, guesswork of state-by-state employment tax rules. Plus, Just Works expert 24/7 support for you and your team. They, again, want you satisfied. They give you the support. They want to make sure you get your needs met. Again, payroll, benefits. Every state's different. Just Works makes it simple to hire and manage remote employees across all 50 states. It's about time we had something like Just Works. Right, Gary?
That's right. Find out how Just Works can help your business by going to justworks.com. That's justworks.com for more info to find out how Just Works can help your business. Justworks.com.
All right, quick break. Back with calls right after this.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right. Shall we talk to Jeff?
Yep.
Jeff 52, Orange County.
Get it on, boys. How
get
you doing?
Get it on, man.
Have to get it on.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of just comments, one for Adam, one for Drew. Just thanks to both of you. I feel like I've been taking crazy pills for the last 3 years, 2 years, and tuning into you guys and just listening. It just makes me feel like I am not batshit crazy.
I have felt the same. I have felt the same. I have. I felt like the ground's moving under me, and I really appreciate. I feel like I'm part of the French underground or something. You know what I mean?
Totally.
I feel like we're just like out here creating content. We're trying to make sense of things. We're trying to be reasonable. We're trying to create an access of good rather than an access of evil. It's like I don't know.
I don't. You know what? Yeah. It's a theme for the show, Jeff. But I got a pretty good batting average in terms of like what's going on, where are we going, what's happening, what are they trying to get us to think, what should we really think, you know, what's going on out there, and I talked to so what I want to say is I live in a very mechanical world, and I live in a very theoretical world. The mechanical world's all cars and building, and the theoretical stuff is all comedy and ideas and, you know, notions and interviews and things. And the problem with the theoretical world is people think it's vapor versus a girder, like an I-beam, you know, and I don't look at it as that different. I look at the mechanical world and the world of ideas as almost the same very tangible, sort of hard, fast, mechanical thing. I look that way for the theoretical stuff, jokes and ideas and notions and stuff like that. And I realize I talk to people in the mechanical world all the time, and I just go, how would you do this? What do you think this is? What, where's this going? How's it going? And I, these guys with just a lot of experience, a lot of like boots on the ground, sort of real world, you know, whatever, these real discussions about where this, how to do something.
Yeah.
And then you go into the theoretical world and you're having an argument with an 11-year-old who knows more than you. Right. And it's like, I didn't sign off on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you know, you're not going to argue with me on how to swing a door. You don't know any of that stuff. But somehow now we've gotten into this sort of COVID, political, comical, whatever, and now we're having an argument. And for somehow, whatever this experience is, I don't have it anymore. And I've not signed off on that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people do a thing all the time. I used to tell you this all the time. You know, they go like, well, you think this show's funny? I think that show's funny. You know, we're even. Okay. No, no. I'm a professional comedian. This is what I do.
Yeah.
These are the people I surround myself with. I go out and do an hour and a half on stage and make people laugh. You'd never done that in your life. You don't have. My opinion is much more valid. My opinion is much more valid than yours in this department, the same way it is you've never hung a door.
So what's interesting to me.
But this is invisible, so now we don't have to listen. And that's a problem. We fucked ourselves. I mean, look what we did. Look what we did with the economy. We go, we're going to print $10 trillion and just give it away. And people with experience went, oh, no, that's going to – we're going to have inflation. Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah. Be temporary.
Can I, two quick things really quick. Adam, just an earlier conversation. I grew up in the Valley. My dad built apartment buildings. When I was 14, he made me work on the site. And I threw two-by-fours, you know, first floor, second floor, third floor. It's kind of what you were talking about. There's no – it's either yes – all the two-by-fours are on the second floor, or they're not, and that was your job.
Right.
So all that stuff makes total sense, and I wish we were back to that. Drew, real quick, then I'll jump off.
Yeah.
Mark Garagos asked you when you started Loveline, and it brought back a memory. 1984, I was sleeping on a sailboat in Marina Del Rey, and I think you must have been on late at night. I don't remember. Yeah. I just remember laying in bed, listening to your show on the sailboat, and you played Erotic City by Prince. And this must have been May of 84. I was blown away, a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Like, hey, is he allowed to play that on the radio? Like,
yeah, we were on 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. around then.
Yeah, that's okay. That makes sense.
And Sunday nights for 10 years, Sunday nights only. And then for a while.
Yeah, and so when Mark asked you, I was like, oh, my God, I totally remember that. It had to have been 84. But
yeah, crazy.
Just to the two of you, from the bottom of my heart, I mean, I grew up in the Valley, went to Taft High, and it just, I'm raising kids. I have a daughter about to go into college, a 14-year-old boy, and it's just – it's hard, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard. So thanks to both of you for the bottom of my heart.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, buddy. Yep. Appreciate it. So with, you know what's interesting?
It's hard if you listen to people. I think people listen too much. You know,
all
like
right, I got more to say. We got to pick it up on the next show because I got a bunch of shit I want to say about that. Because what do you mean by that? Hard to listen.
I just mean like I always hearken back to that time I was sitting in Maui at brunch with, you know, 10 other people at the table. Oh. And I was explaining to them why we don't enforce the leaf blower code in Los Angeles.
Right.
It's been on the books for 20 years. And everyone looked at me and just went, you're racist. Like, where are you getting that? And I was like, I'm right. And they were like, no, you know, be quiet. And I was like, no. And then I had 9 people all staring at me. And I was like, listen, I will accept being the only right person at this table, even if it's 9-1. I mean, if you guys took a vote, I'd get a Viking funeral out in the bay. But I'm not going to not say I'm right. If I'm right, if 2 and 2 are 4 and I'm sitting at a table with a bunch of dumb shits who say 2 and 2 is 5, I'm not going to abandon 2 and 2 is 4 and move on to 2 and 2 is 5. I'm perfectly comfortable with this relationship of nobody, everyone think I'm an idiot. If I'm right.
As long as you're right.
As long as I'm right. Well, I know I'm right. I knew I was right about COVID.
Right.
So I'm perfectly fine with whatever you think, as long as I know I'm right. But I have to be right, and I have to know it. And that will get you through some sticky times. Yeah?
Yeah, I got a whole other kind of topic I want to get into. I just don't think I have time. And it's essentially for next show, which is I have trouble translating. Like, I know I'm right with medical stuff. I'll question myself, but I know I'm right. I know it in my gut when I'm right. I have trouble translating that out into the world, and that might be listening to other people. So it's a bigger topic.
That's all right. Well, let me tell you about concrete, which I'm drinking right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Your body makes about half the creatine it needs. The other half comes from your diet, but of course, American diets are pretty low in creatine-rich foods. So concrete comes in, patented creatine HCL, favorite creatine of elite, well-informed athletes, the number one bioavailable creatine, and the only microdosing creatine. Just one scoop per 100 pounds, so I'm about 200 pounds, so I put two scoops in there. Creatine is required for functional energy in every cell. Your brain uses about 20% of the creatine that's in your body. So if you want to think clearly, get yourself some concrete, and your immune cells need it as well. Also gives you a little energy shot, I've noticed.
It does.
Yep. It is concrete, right, Gary?
Take control of your health, both body and mind. Build a better you with concrete. Register now at con-crete.com/podcast. That's con-crete.com/podcast for a chance to win a $500 Walmart Visa gift card, available now online and in-store at Walmart. Concrete is truly life-changing and performance-enhancing.
All right. You can go to amcroll.com. Coming up August 26th, 27th, Salt Lake City, Utah, Wise Guys Comedy Club. And just go to amcroll.com. You'll find the book there. The audio book's out now. Drew, what do you got?
Well, I am starting a new project that I think the Corolla faithful would love, which is I got kicked off YouTube for having a conversation with my colleague, Kelly Victory, who's an ER doctor. We were just talking about things. So I'm going to start doing a thing with her weekly on Rumble, where we will be interviewing the Peter McCulloughs and the Malones and all these guys and people I don't agree with, but I'd like to hear what they have to say.
Well, you agree with a lot of what they say.
Alex Berenson, I agree with a lot of his stuff, and I'm going to bring him in. And and Kelly obviously is very much lined up with them, and then I'll have a thump on them and see what's going on. But we can only do it on Rumble, so look for us there Wednesdays, 3 o'clock Pacific.
All right, so until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. Do you own, do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
All month long, the biggest movies are streaming free on Pluto TV's Popcorn Summer Movies. Watch star-studded blockbusters like Titanic and Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. Or fall in love with charming rom-coms like Hitch and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. The best part? Pluto TV is 100% free. No credit cards, not even a sign-up. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies, TV shows, and more. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.